A reading from the Gospel of John. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time, Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter felt hurt because he said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." And he said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. After this, Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm talking to you today from the Chicago O'Hare Airport. We just finished our province assembly yesterday. It was very nice seeing the brothers coming in town for that. And now I have meetings out on the West Coast, and so I'm at the airport. And of course, there's thunderstorms today, and my flight is 4 hours delayed, so here I sit. But lucky for me, because I just noticed we have no preacher for tomorrow, so I have time to talk to you. And what a reading we have. Oh, always touched by this reading. The first breakfast of the resurrection. Right after the Last Supper, after Jesus' death. Then the resurrection and this breakfast, which talks about so much about what this new life in the resurrection, life in the Spirit is like. What is life in the church like, living animated by the Spirit? And one of the big things in this reading I'd like to talk about today is tend my sheep. You know, Peter is always slow on the uptake. So he feels hurt that Jesus asks him three times, "Do you love me?" But of course, he was asked three times, "Do you know him?" To which he said, "No." And so these three times are a way to erase the three times that Peter denied him. Peter doesn't see it, you know, of course. But it's more than that. Because if it were just words that Peter used, "Yes, I love you," what would that really mean? And Jesus then gives Peter more than just words, because he says to him, "Do you love me?" "Yes." "Tend my sheep." Here is a thing that you can do for me if you really love me. Do this thing. Tend to the ones that I love, my sheep. Because I am going, but you are staying. And in that tending the sheep, Peter will really experience forgiveness. He will once again feel his connection to Jesus, a closeness like he's never known before. And that will come with the tending of Jesus' sheep, that action. So I tell you, our being able to work for God is a blessing. A blessing. And some days we say, "Oh no, I'm too tired." And we don't grab that blessing. And so those graces go by. Seize them today. Tend Jesus' sheep today. You will be blessed. I don't want to go to California for this meeting, but I know when I get there, I'll love it. There will be people there to meet, people to tend to, and people to tend to me. it will be a blessing. What will be your tending to do today? How will that bless you? One way to find out.
お客様のお呼び出しを申し上げます。田口隆様。